USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaks on this National Day of Prayer.
People are so proud to be using that beautiful word, God, and they're using the word God again, and they're not hiding from it, and they're not being told to take it down, and they're not saying we can't honor God. In God we trust. So important. A little thing on the campaign, but it wasn't such a little thing to me when I first started 4 years ago. Haven't been doing this so long. We did a good job. But when I first started campaigning, people were not allowed, or in some cases, foolishly ashamed to be using on stores, Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. They'd say Happy Holidays.
Stephen Moore has withdrawn from being considered as a nominee to the Fed Reserve Board. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. As you open those windows to let the fresh air in, it'll also cause dust to stir in the air, a lot of which will land on your walls. If you haven't done so in a while or ever, take some time to clean your walls. You'll be amazed at the amount of dirt you'll find. This can be a simple yet time-consuming task for a DIYer, or you can contact a cleaning pro to get the job done. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up. And don't miss our Neighborhood Barbecue Fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
Attorney General Bill Barr was a no-show at a House committee he was supposed to be testifying at. Republican Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia says Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler is the reason that Barr did not show.
My chairman, by insisting on an unprecedented act, 206 years of this committee have never had staff ask questions in that type of hearing. The only time they've ever asked questions was in impeachment hearings.
The popularity of e-scooters is causing a rise in head injuries. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
The CDC says in a new report they've seen a surge in emergency room visits for fractures, dislocations, and head trauma ever since electric scooters became widespread. The report says head injuries topped the list of the accidents involving the little vehicles, and the study determined that many e-scooter injuries could be prevented if riders were to wear helmets and also stay out of the way of actual large motor vehicles.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The county commissioner in Otero County, New Mexico, has declared a state of emergency over the border crisis and influx of illegal aliens. County officials also recently proposed a resolution to block illegal aliens from being sent to the area and are giving the governor 1 week to take emergency action or face a lawsuit. The governor also ordered the state's National Guard troops to withdraw from the border, disputing the fact that there's even a crisis on the southern border. Coy Griffin is the chairman of the county commission. He was asked on Fox News, why were these troops withdrawn from the New Mexico border?
You know, it was at the very beginning of her term back in on January 11th, I believe. She went down to one of the most secured areas of our border in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, and had a political grandstand there. She said there's no crisis on our southern border. Everything's fine here, and shortly after that, she retracted about over 100,000 National Guard troops that were positioned along our border to secure a border. And since she made that statement, she has yet to acknowledge that there definitely is a crisis. I mean, it's coming from every front. Everybody around her is saying, there's a fire, there's a fire, there's a fire, and our governor is still yet to say there is a fire on our border.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1982 when the Weather Channel makes its debut. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.